The business at Dean's Drive-Thru Pawn Shop in South Oklahoma City is harder than it used to be. Brett Fisher's dad started the shop in 1968. Owning a business was never easy, but they did it as a family and still had time to ride dirt bikes together. Brett bought the business 23 years ago. Things have never been tougher.
It's not that great anymore. A lot of times I wish that I was, you know, could work my 8 hours and go home. Leave what I had there for tomorrow. It's 365, 24/7 with me because I have me, my wife, all of my employees and their families dependent on it.
It's not just a pawn shop anymore. To keep up, he's added a check cashing business and a drive-through post office, one of just a few in the whole country. He says it's what small business people do. They find ways to make just a little more money to try to make ends meet. But Brett is nervous about the future, about what might happen after the elections.
I've never felt this scared about the future of my country and what choices I may have to make as an individual with gun rights, as a business owner, what legislation might come down.
Just a few blocks away from the pawn shop, Leo Guevara opened Leo's Cakery, a custom dessert business, nearly 5 years ago.
¿Cómo está, señor?
He's a Mexican immigrant living the American dream. While Brett Fisher worries about what will happen if Hillary Clinton wins, Leo is afraid of what will happen if Donald Trump becomes the next president. He says his customers feel anxious, so they're holding on to their money.
No one's spending money, even myself. I do on basic things that I have to, but not on like going out to eat so much. And I'm just trying to save money because you don't really know what's going to happen. We're all afraid of that, I guess.
The business at Leo's Cakery is down 40% from a year ago. In this primarily Hispanic neighborhood, people are scared about what immigration policies might look like under a Trump presidency. Even Leo has considered packing up and moving his family to another country because of what might happen.
I'm American citizen. I became American about 4 years ago, you know, and what if something happened to me? What if he wants to send me back? You know, I have to keep all my money so I can have money wherever I go.
But can fear of what might happen in the elections really have that much of an impact on our local economy? Maybe. Will Kenton is the senior news and market editor for Investopedia, an online financial news site. For close to a year, his team has tracked data about what people in Oklahoma are searching for when it comes to finances.
We have seen that readers in Oklahoma have displayed in the last 12 months or so more economic anxiety than the rest of the country. And whether that's due to the oil industry or something else, I think that will have some effect on how people, you know, pull the lever in the ballot box.
Many of the people we talk to say they're anxious about the elections and they're being more cautious with their spending. Economically, Kenton says it almost becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
It could be that as soon as that question is resolved, that whoever wins, if the economy is doing well, that people will feel less anxious.
Chintamani Zog is an economics professor at the University of Central Oklahoma and points to one reason why people might change spending habits based on their feelings.
There's something called anchoring, which psychologists often use. Anchoring is the term which says it's a tendency to put more than proportionate emphasis on the first or the biggest piece of information that you hear.
In other words, with the presidential election dominating the news cycle, we might unconsciously blame the economy on the presidential election. And we could do that with any other major news event. Back at the pawn shop, Brett doesn't have the luxury of spending all his time just worrying about the presidential election. There are other battles to fight.
It's all regulations, it's all paying bills, it's doing this, worrying about insurance, worrying about workman's comp, worrying about health insurance, worrying about this, worrying about that.
Oklahoma will still have economic worries after the election as the oil and gas industry continues to struggle. For small business owners like Brett Fisher and Leo Guevara, there's even more to worry about as they try to make the next dollar. For Oklahoma Engaged, I'm Rachel Hubbard.